It's 44 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-70s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. While heeding a call from President Trump to give Republicans more seats in Congress, Tennessee's GOP-led state house voted to carve Memphis into three reliably red districts yesterday. WPLN's Mariana Bacchial reports the vote was met with widespread protests.
Democrats in both chambers staged walkouts as the measure passed. Three protesters from Memphis were arrested for refusing to clear the gallery, including the brother of Memphis Representative Justin J. Pearson, who had been running for Congress in Memphis's former 9th Congressional District.
These maps are racist tools of white supremacy at the behest of the most powerful white supremacist in the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Pearson, along with other black lawmakers in the House, pointed to the historical obstacles black voters have faced. Republicans, like Jason Zachary of Knox County, say the maps reflect Tennessee's conservative bent.
This map was drafted based on politics, based on population, and the opportunity for the first time in history for us to send an entire Republican delegation from Tennessee to represent the state in Washington, D.C.
To pass the new maps, the legislature first had to strike down a 50-year-old law that barred mid-decade redistricting. Because the new map was created so close to the primaries, there is a chance that people in the military or who live overseas may not receive their ballots in time to vote. Mariana Bacchial, WPLN News.
The NAACP has filed an emergency petition against the new maps, arguing that the state did not have the authority to strike down a 50-year-old law that barred mid-decade redistricting. Also, Tennessee lawmakers are reopening the candidate qualifying window until May 15th, essentially by 1 week, to allow time for new people to enter the U.S. House primaries and for existing candidates to switch districts or drop out. People in Appalachia die from diseases of despair at a rate 37% higher than the rest of the country. That's according to a joint report from East Tennessee State University and the University of Chicago. The Tennessee Lookout reports that category includes drug overdoses, alcoholic liver disease, and suicide. The report finds the mortality rate overall, and from these diseases of despair, declined between a pandemic-era peak in 2021 and 2023, and researchers say the death rate is falling faster in Appalachia, indicating a stronger rebound than the rest of the country. Still, the study notes, the Appalachian region suffers from greater disparities compared to the rest of the country. 14% of Appalachians live below the poverty line. And even within Appalachia, which stretches from parts of New York down to Mississippi, the central region, which includes sections of Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, has the lowest income and lowest higher education attainment. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.